Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful, be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Over the weekend, I was reading something, and it came to the renewed mind. And my family and my parents used to say, renew your mind all the time when we were children. You renew your mind. You renew your mind. When we started losing it, it was renew your mind. And this book I was reading is where it came from, but ultimately it came from the Word. So I wanted to go over this because it's really, really wonderful. The word renew in the Greek means to come into the place of which was formerly and has not yet been used, to daily acquire new strength which previously it had not. So this renew is to go back to a place that has yet to be and to go to a place of strength where it hasn't been yet. If you go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20, it says, "But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old way of life, the old man or the Adam nature, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new spiritual nature, which after God is created in righteousness and of a truth holiness." There's a lot of things that I've been working, well, not really working on, but over the weekend I was reading that just kind of re-energized my mind. We have the new spiritual being, that's daily acquiring strength to get to know God, which I'm going to go over. But when it says to renew your mind, you're to put on the Word. I keep saying, find a verse and start to put it on in your mind. Once you have a verse and you start to follow that verse is the renewing of the mind. It's building you. For instance, if it says to you, judge not because if you judge, that's how you are judged. If you put that in your mind, you know the verse and you start to live by it and you start to change your mind, renewing it with new strength to not judge anyone, you're putting on the Word of God. You're putting on the new spiritual nature that God wants for you. If the Word says put on the love, well, I mean, you know what? Let me go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, modesty, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on the love, which is the bond or that which binds of the perfectness. If God says put on love, when you start to catch yourself not putting on that love, you put on love. It's not normal for the things that we have. The spirit that in you is not a normal way of walking in the carnal. If you were born without God and didn't have the spirit and didn't have the Word, this place would be chaos. The Word is written in our hearts. The laws are written in our hearts. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, it's there. But when you hear this stuff and you put it on, to renew your mind is to follow what it says. And once you start to follow what it says, you're working in alignment with God. To be aligned with God is to be aligned with life in all of its manifestations and peace. If you go to verse 10, and have put on the new man, the new spiritual nature, which is renewed or daily acquiring strength with motion to the epignosis or knowledge after the image of him that created him. Epignosis is having a true and personal relationship with God. Put on, like a t-shirt, the new spiritual nature that is daily acquiring strength to get to know God. And you do that by reading the Word, following what it says, and renewing your mind and doing the things that it says. You will start to get into alignment with God. And once you start to get into alignment with God, you're going to start to see the peace that God has for you. Another part of this is tithing. You got to give 10% of your increase. You got to give it the minute you get it. 10% goes to God. It's just the way it goes, because once you give, you receive. And I'm not talking about giving it to me. I'm not talking about giving it to a church. I'm talking about you put it in a jar until the time comes that God moves you to give. It's part of being a believer. It's part of being a son of God. And it's part of learning to walk in the spiritual nature that you are. It's not something that will be, it's now. You get the choice. God gives you the choice to choose. You can either choose to walk in the carnal nature, the old man, or you choose to walk in renewing your mind to the word, in the new man. It's your choice. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers, lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't ever pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. These things are written. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
So younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on, for the blessings of today. I pray for that golf game. It's enough to make me want to just lose it. So I ask you to work with me on that. I thank you just for the work that we're doing today, that it's a blessing. I'm so thankful for the sunshine and the warm weather. I'm just grateful for that. And I thank you again for my family, the people you put in my life, for the people we work with, and that you just continually move us forward. I also pray for your believers today, that you just take care of them. And I thank you for your word and what's in it. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.